Oh yeah, namula prayers.
Gosun ge pe go
Wo
ne xiang ti nan
So, Geshe-la, can you lead us in the refuge and bodhicitta prayer?
Oh, yeah. Sanje chodan, sanje chodan, chanjo pardon, dande chanjo. Dage chushin, jibe asunam, jibe. Bala Penja Sanje Sanje Chuda Soje Chuda Chajo Pardo Dange Dage Chishi Jibi Sunam Bala Penja Sanje Sanje Chuda Soje Chuda Chajo Pardo Dange Dagi Chishin Jibin Dola Pinjian Sanjian Chou This glass is now looking So something happens, so one thing. Okay, so sorry. So can you hear? So last Wednesday. The class is on how to learning meditation about karma abiding. The class started last Wednesday, learning about karma abiding meditation. So according to, as I mentioned last Wednesday, according to Lama Atisha, why is important to why is so important to educate yourself how to do meditation on karma abidings without proper knowledge how to do meditation on karma abidings. Even though you have strong wish to achieve karma abidings, but you need to learn. First, you need to learn proper instructions how to do meditation on karma abidings. Otherwise, Lama Atisha said, you could spend thousands of years thinking that you are doing karma abiding meditation, but then probably you will not achieve shamatha, because they are not you don't have proper you don't learn proper instructions, you know. You could put so much effort for hundreds of years or tens of, like, 10 years, 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, 30 years effort, but because there's no proper instructions, then will not produce, all the effort will be kind of waste. So therefore, it's important to learn. So this class is solely dedicated for educations, how to achieve shamatha. Okay. So then Maitreya Buddha explained that where the instruction has been taught, instruction has been taught in as a Shunche, is like great treatises composed by Maitreya, Nalanda master Nagarjuna, like things like that. That's a great treatise, five major texts, not small texts written by somewhere in Cape. It's not like that. It's the major texts. That's where the monastery, they study five major texts. These are all the commentaries on Tenjur, mainly composed by Indian masters, Nalanda masters, commentary on Kanjur, which is taught by Buddha. So Tenjur is like, commentary on Kanjur taught daily by Buddha. So canon was in his canon teachings taught by Buddha. So like something like 100 volume, something plus, then like altogether 300 volumes, then like Tenjur, probably there's 200 volumes, something plus. These are all commentaries taught by such as like Basubandhu, Nagarjuna, Dignaga, Chandrakirti, Dharmakirti, all of that, taught. Well, so then, these are called major texts. It's not like small instructions, it's like major texts, which originated into Buddha's teachings, and which, explained by the great master, like, for the sake of knowledge, okay? So now the instruction that I'm explaining to you last Wednesday night class and this Wednesday night class is composed by Maitreya Buddha, Asanga, the two texts Ornament of Mahayana Discourse. One of the texts composed by Maitreya Buddha wrote five texts. Heard by Asanga directly, Asanga heard directly from Maitreya Buddha in Tushita realms. One morning, equivalent of 50 years of human life, in Tushita, there's only one morning. So Asanga was there for one morning, heard those five major texts, brought to back to our world as a gift. So Asanga was the first human who heard these five major, five texts, treatises, two texts taught by Maitreya Buddha. So Asanga is the first human who heard directly from Maitreya Buddha. So then, of course, Asanga probably wrote commentary on those texts. So one of them is like, the Ornament of Mahayana Discourse. There's one text also explains shamatha meditations. And another one is called Chukila, is it middle way or something?
Distinguishing the middle from the extremes.
Yeah, called Intanamje. It's called Tibetan word. It's called Intanamje. Distinguishing between?
Distinguishing the middle from the extremes.
Yeah, distinguish the middle from extreme. From extreme, that's called Intanamje. Namje, there's two namje. Vinda namje, chui namje. Another one is like emptiness something. Another one is what's called emptiness something.
Distinguishing dharma and dharma data, or distinguishing phenomena and pure being.
Vinda namje, there's like five texts. There's two set. One is like, there's one that does not have set. It's like Lama Uttara Tantra. Uttara Tantra?
Yeah, Sublime Continuum. Yeah.
Jyu Lama Sublime Continuum Uttara Tantra, that's the one. Then there's two like Mahayana. There's like ornament, there's two ornaments.
Right. Ornament of clear realization and the ornament of the Mahayana Sutra.
Ornament of Mahayana discourse. Mm-hmm. There's two ornaments. So there's another one. There's one that you said like distinguish between middle way and from extreme.
Yes.
There's another one.
The two translations I have, Geshe-la, are either distinguishing Dharma and Dharmata. Because it's Chudan Chunying, right? That's the one we're talking about. Chudan Chunyi.
Yeah, Chunyamje, Chunyamje, Vidyamje, Chunyamje.
Yeah, distinguishing Dharma and Dharmata, or they say distinguishing phenomena and pure being.
Yeah, so that one, there's two of them. Okay, for the sake of knowledge, Maitreya Buddha taught five texts. So for the sake of reference. You know, so then, two of them, ornament of mind or discourse, ornament of mind or discourse. As I said, it has 21 chapters. Ornament of mind or discourse has 21 chapters. There's 21 chapters. So then, like, has it another one, like, clear distinguishing, has a distinguishing?
Distinguishing phenomena and pure being?
No, they're like something like from extreme or something. What is it?
Distinguishing the middle from the extremes?
Yeah, distinguishing the middle from extreme. Distinguishing the middle from the extreme. So that one, Vidyamanje, it has like five chapters. Okay, it has five chapters. Another one is 21 chapters. Ornament of Mind and Discourse has 21 chapters. If those texts have been translated in English, when you read, you'll find. That's why for the sake of reference. So now, fivefold, eight, what you call adjustment. Adjustment? In the text, it says like eight antidote. But, you know, adjustment also makes sense. But for the sake of the text, but it tells you, it says eight antidote. Because you have five folds, so now you need antidote in order to overcome from five folds to be success in your meditation, in karma abiding. You have five challenges. And the antidote is to help you to how to overcome from the challenge to reach shamatha, okay? Folds, five folds means five challenges. Five major challenges. When you try to place all your mental attention on one single object, so you will face five challenges. So then how to eat adjustment or antidote in the text called Nyabangabung Dusheje, means Nyembo Dusheje in the commentary, when you read the commentary, but the actual root text, Dusheje means, it's Dusheje, just, so then commentary Nyembo Dusheje means eight antidote, how to overcome those five challenges in order to succeed in some other meditation, okay? So that particular instructions, five folds, eight antidote, or eight adjustments, is taught by whom? Maitreya Buddha. Oh, Maitreya Buddha. Which text? Distinguishing extreme from the middle way. What do you call it, children?
The middle from the extremes.
Yeah, distinguishing middle from the extreme. That text has five chapters. The chapter number four is called chapter of antidote. Chapter number is called name of the chapter number is called Chapter of Antidote, for the sake of reference, okay, chapter number 4. That's where Maitreya Buddha explains this 5 forms, 8 antidote or 8 adjustments in that text, which has 5 chapters, chapter number 4. Well, Liu Shiba called like chapter of antidote. So now, next time, if they translate in English, when you read, you'll find, makes you feel good. Because taught by whom? Maitreya Buddha. Not just somebody made it up. Maitreya Buddha. Oh. So then with your enthusiasm, proper instructions, you will succeed. Not enthusiasm, or wrong instructions make no result. Therefore, it's very important to learn the proper instructions. So then this, you know, effort or desire or interest you have will lead you somewhere to result. Shamatha. Okay. Well, then that's very good. So when you explain to next somebody who has a lot of interest, if you explain to them, at least they are getting the right instructions. You are introducing them to the right path. Whether they succeed or not, it's very much depend on them. What is it? So Nyevang Abu Dushetya. So last time then we talked about, did we finish the 5 folds? I think so. The first one is like laziness. So there's the root text from that Maitreya Buddha text, chapter number 4. It sounds like lenota nyabangabu dushiji temijuli juao. Nyabangabu dushiji temijuli juao. Then lenota is damga now. Leno, laziness. Damga, instructions. Jeta, so forgetting instructions. Chingda gyobatam, so chingda gyoba. So then thinking mind, excitement mind. Dimiche, not applying, over applying. These are the 5 faults. Why is it called faults? Any of those will interrupt your meditation, interrupt for your success into achieving karma biting. These are 5 challenges needs to overcome. The first, laziness. So, first, laziness also explains the same text, nature of the text. Never tell about the Judah Divuni those. The laziness has now 4 antidote. 4 antidote. Never tell about the Judah Divuni those. So there's the root text. I'm just saying the root text from that Maitreya Buddha's book, from the chapter number 4. Never tell about the Judah Divuni those. The first, this one probably refers to, it says in the text, it says that you get to a teva means, qualities. Teva literally means faith. Teva literally means faith. So you have, when you say, oh, I have faith in my doctor, because you see some qualities or knowledge. He or she is very knowledgeable about my health problems. I kind of have faith because she or he or she knows what I'm going through without me saying much, and they explain to me, so I have faith. That I see qualities in the Torah Teva. So that's called, that usually if you say, like people say, I have faith in my doctor, you say, yeah, similar. So as far as you have to have faith in Shamatha, without having faith in Shamatha, you may not generate any interest. You know, so thing is with you, in the Torah Teva.
So we've lost Geshla for the moment. Let's just wait and see if he comes back in, if he's able to come back in.
Can you hear? Sorry, you should not talk over care. Even the internet got scared. Should not talk of Kale. Even the internet got scared in Patagonia, or maybe in Raleigh, I'm not sure. Internet in Patagonia or internet in Raleigh got scared talking about Kale.
You all get scared when you talk about Kale, Geshla.
See, when you see anything, not just Shamatha, anything, if you see the benefits, you have interest. If you don't see benefits, there's no interest. There's very common things. Yeah. Maybe that's like, why you get lazy? Maybe that's reason why you get lazy. No, maybe that's not seeing the benefit, not seeing the benefit in Singapore meditation, so not having faith in Singapore meditation. Okay, Nepal, first integer for out of five falls, the first fall, laziness. So now we are talking about antidotes, nepans. Like seeing, having a faith in Singapore meditations. What that means, what do you mean like having a faith in Singapore meditations? It means seeing a benefit of Singapore meditations. That's what it means. Having a faith in Singapore meditation, having a faith in Shamatha meditation, what it means? It means seeing a benefit. Mind that sees the benefit of Shamatha meditations is called faith in Shamatha. That's called faith in Shamatha. Make sense? So then when you have that, so then more likely you have interest about Shamatha meditations, so interest about Singapore meditations. Now you see the benefits. There's a second antidote. Make sense? Huh? Oh, yeah. So, so then, maybe you put some effort. Now you see the benefit, you have interest, now you may try. When you try, you need to put effort. You can't just try. Trying anything that you try, that means you're putting effort. If you don't put effort, you cannot say, I'm trying. You are not trying. You are not really trying. When you say, I'm trying, that means you are putting effort. Why you are putting effort there? That's why I have interest. I'm interested. Why you are interested? Because I see some benefit. Oh, see? That's how do you overcome laziness. Xinjiang. So then you see the result. What is the result of Shamatha? Oh, physically you feel so light. Mentally you feel all the time, you feel calm. What that called? Technically what is called? It calls pliancy. It calls pliancy. Xinjiang. Physical pliancy is called physical. What is physical pliancy? so light, light. Can you hear? Please bear, because we are separated thousands of miles, we are separated physically, but connected through power of miracle of internet, miracle of internet. If you have clear voice, we don't need internet. So there's a modern day clear voice. If you have internet, making wishes, you have this clear voice related to the visions. You could see any form, thousands of miles, you can see any single shape and color you can see.
Donna, do I need to say some Tara mantras to keep the YouTube going? I can't hear you.
Yes, thank you. That's a great idea.
Thank you.
All
right. Let's see. Tari liberates from cyclic existence. Tutari liberates from the eight fears. Ture liberates from all sickness. I prostrate the liberator, Mother Tara. Go back.
Internet miracle in the state in Raleigh is not good. Here in Patagonia is very good. Patagonia internet is beast. Raleigh internet. The jungle. Forest internet beats city internet. But anyway, so these are the antidote for the laziness. How to overcome? Did you hear about Shamatha meditation? Oh, I heard many times. Did you ever meditate? No, really, I don't want to meditate. What happened? Yeah. That's what happens. Yes. Don't see any benefits, no interest, no put effort, no. So that's what it's called laziness. Okay. Out of fivefold, the first one's called laziness. How to overcome? Seeing the benefit, generate interest. Seeing the benefit will generate interest. Interest will generate effort. Effort will produce result. So then you say, wow, okay, I like to feel all the time. I want to feel physically very light. I want to feel all the time mentally peace. That sounds great. Sounds great deal. Great. That's a great deal. And free of charge. Even better, free of charge. So you can feel physically all the time, physically very light. No need to exercise. Exercise is not easy. No, you don't need to exercise. You physically feel very light, mentally feel all time peaceful. That sounds very good, dear. So then, in order to first obstacle is laziness, okay? Oh, so that's me, that. So now what's the second one? Second out of fivefold, what's the second? Chukila, what's the second?
Forgetting the instructions.
Oh. Forgetting the instructions. Forget instructions. So that's pretty obvious what you need. You need to remember. You need to remember the instructions. That's quite. If you don't remember, you're about to make a pizza, you don't remember the recipe. So what you need to do, you need to read the recipe for how to make sure that next time you don't forget, use it again and again. One way to remember. Cook the pizza all the time so probably you will not forget the recipes. But don't just cook once every 3 months. Probably more likely you are not going to remember the recipes. If you cook every day, then more likely you will remember the recipes. Then you don't need to reheat. Similarly, here instructions. What are the five folds? Oh, I don't remember five folds, but not need to do. To reheat. Then do some kind of review meditation every day. Some kind of review meditations. That's a way to remember. Other than that, there's no medicines that helps you to remember instructions. There's nothing that you eat will help you to remember instructions. So there's something that you can do. You can do review meditations. Before you do some other meditation, you do instruction review meditation. You do brief instruction review meditations. Then after that, you do some other meditation. I'm not talking about here like 10 hours a day. Start something. So when you decide to climb the mountains, how you climb? You climb from the top or you climb from the bottom? Where you climb? Where you start? You start from the bottom? When you start, when we start from the bottom, do you see the top? No, you don't see the top. But the process is already started. So it's only a matter of time. You will see the top. So when you reach on the top, when you look down, you see the bottom too. Not just top, you see everything. You see from beginning to end. Then you feel great. You feel pride. Then you said, I did it. Yeah, so you could say you did it, yeah. So when you look down, so like that. Okay, so doing like so not remembering instructions. What to do? It's not that difficult. It's not like, don't think, oh, that's impossible. No. It's very possible. It's relatively quite easy. Learn and review. Sit like this. Can be like lay down. The laying positions in the chair. Could be drinking some coffee. Just looking at the tree at the same time. Reviewing, yeah, so just remember. Oh. Okay, so that's the second fold. So then the antidote will be, antidote is called in English?
Mindfulness.
Yeah, mindfulness. Oh, mindfulness of instructions. Mindfulness of instructions. Lelotani damlana jeta. Chimda gopata. So fold number three, even there's two, you count one. It was like thinking mind, excitement mind. What is thinking mind? It's not like, what do you call it? It's not brain surgery. Brain surgery? What about? Is that the hard example? They say brain surgery or like, beginning, kind of fresh, like kind of excited, kind of fresh, slowly. That's thinking mind, that's called thinking mind. Physically, mentally, drowsy, kind of like going down. They're thinking, physically, mentally, thinking mind. Therefore, in the evening, should not, generally speaking, meal that you consume needs to be right portions. If you eat too much, then of course, harder to awake in the morning when you awake. So then mind is not that, you know. So then of course, nutrition, people know, probably for you, the West, people know, but that's why, thinking mind, So as I said, I wrote those, write those notes to just to benefit myself, you know, not to really to teach. So try one morning, then you will see the thinking mind, you will meet thinking mind. Do one morning, you do meditation, choose any object, choose just one object. And first look, and just try to meditate. And sooner or later, you will meet the thinking mind will greet you with, thinking mind will welcome you with a full arm. Full arm, what is called full arm?
Open arm.
Yeah, open arm. Thinking mind will greet you with open arm. So no need to worry. So you will meet thinking mind. If you, one morning then you do, then thinking mind will greet you with open mind, open arm. So you will meet. So then, it's not that hard, thinking mind. Excitement mind, then you are carry out. Oh, you kind of meditate, you kind of feel good, then you are thinking about, could be something positive. You are thinking about, light offerings, or you are kind of now very much, as a, something happened, then you feel so good. Something could be positive things, could be some practice of generosity, could be practice of something or mantra recitation, would be carried out. Generally speaking, these are the good things. It's create merit. But in this case, it's become obstacles. In this case, because you are supposed to keep your mind on the object. Oh, that's the point. So, generally speaking, thinking something positive is the good things, you create merit. But in this case, your mind will get wander by thinking something, not really something virtuous things, something ridiculous, or something virtuous things. So that's called, then, you know, like, you're wide awake. Maybe you're too awake. So then you can carry out. Not as a, so these two things, thinking mind, excitement mind, huge problem. It's a big problem. At the beginning, first stages, second stages, out of nine stages, first stages, second stages, these are very frequent problem, very frequent. Now you may feel like, it seems like there's so much thought popping up. No, that's not true. Thought is popping up all the time. So now what is happening, you are recognizing them. Before, you are not recognizing. You are just going with the flow. Before, you are going with the flow, so you are not, no problem. You're going, pull here, you go here, pull here, you go there, you pull up, you go up, pull down, you go down. No. Now you are aware. It's not like the thought are giving more thought. No, no, now you are aware of your thought. That's a good, that's a progress. It's not the problem, it's the progress. The progress. Man, no, it seems like progress, but it is progress. Now because you are noticing them. You are noticing them. Before, they just become part of you. Now you are noticing them. Oh, kind of Gova. Gova means like, Gova, the excitement mind, generally speaking, causes by some form of attachment. Mind gets distracted by attachment, not by anger or jealousy or pride. Mind is get distracted by some form of attachment. Mind gets distracted. Could be thinking about holidays. It's not positive, it's not negative. All of a sudden, sitting on the cushions, all of a sudden, start making plans for holidays. Then after maybe 15 minutes, you realize, oh, thinking of holidays, then you have probably gone too far. So that's common problem. Or maybe like a decorating house, or maybe at any such anything. Okay, Chiva, thinking mind. So as I said, tomorrow you try in the morning, thinking mind will greet you open arm. You meet thinking minds. So then what I should do when I meet thinking minds? Need to visualize like light, sunshine, moonlight, get up, put some water in the face, to try to just refresh yourself. Then, of course, there's also forceful method, last resort, when you become desperate. When you become desperate to get out of thinking mind, there's one particular meditation, so I will explain later. So then you don't continue. If you continue, then what's going to look like? It looks like you are meditating. Not really doing some other meditation. You are kind of napping. You could get like very deep sleep. I'm not sure because you never have any experience sleeping like this. The monks, we are more rest because we sit a lot. So we can sit and sleep same time. So I'm not sure like you can do that. I'm not sure because you never probably slept like this. And monks, we did sleep like this many times. Here, there, many times. Every day, there's many hours of sitting. So eventually you learn. After 10 years, you don't achieve samadha, but you achieve something else. You don't achieve samadha, but you become expert how to sleep, how to check, how to nap without moving. It looks exactly like meditating, but it's not meditating. Napping. So that years after years, month after month, year after year, sitting. So I wish that could achieve samadha, but you achieve something else. So here in the West, you don't have to. It looks like torture. Why you sleep like this? Unless you are some kind of have physical problem, you are coughing, then you sleep like this. Otherwise, you can sleep like that. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm not sure. I can't tell for sure. In the morning when you meditate, I'm not sure. Maybe you may not meet thinking mind with open arm at all. So there's greater risk for the monks. Because it's all habit, you know. Yeah, so that's what happens. So then see, tomorrow morning you see, try, then you see, maybe you maybe have more problems with the excitement mind than thinking mind. How to say? That's number, fold number three. The two of them, you count one, fold number three. Dimitrius. Oh, when you are going like this, do nothing, it's a problem. Or physically here, mentally went to Nepal. Mentally went to Nepal, or India, or Target, or Costco, or Walmart, or flea market, wherever. So that's, if you do nothing, that's the problems. So why is the problem? Because your goal is to try to achieve shamatha. That's why you are sitting here. You are very much inspired by the result. Properly sitting like this, sitting positions, and you are gone. Basically, you are gone to Target, looking for fabric to put on your window, to making window cover. You are looking at fabric and planning to make window cover. That's not why you're sitting there. So you don't have to sit in this difficult position to do that. You can sit in the sofa and with ice cream or with a cup of coffee. That's a much easier way to do. So this is a hard way to do. So that's, if you do nothing, it's a problem because you lose your objective goal. So you apply. So that's what it's called. You need to, if you're going down, fresh, think of some sunlight, moonlight thing and make refresh. If you're going too excited, bring it down. How? Think something according to the text, commentary, not the root text, commentaries. You think something that you don't know. So then you read shamatha in lambrim part, lambrim, liberation of your palm of your hand. There's lambrim, liberation palm of your hand. Read the shamatha part that has commentary, detailed explanation, what one should do when their minds get like too high. So when you become desperate, you try all of that, doesn't help. So then there's meditations when you become desperate. Last resort, I will teach you, after when I finish this, okay? So teach the two meditations. I don't remember the author now. That's not the Maitreya Buddha, that's not Asanga, some Tibetan masters. So now, so that's number, not applying antidote, that's a fault. Not applying when you experience this two challenge. If you do nothing, that's a fault. That's the bigger obstacles to you to succeed in shamatha meditation. Number five. Oh, you are doing very good. You are not thinking, you are not getting hyper, and you are still checking. That's overdream. There's problems. There's a false. You don't need. When you're getting the right, high the tone, if you're playing guitar, so first you try, why are you doing this and that? Because you are not getting the tune that you want. That's why you're doing this. Now, then eventually you get the tune that you want, that everybody enjoys. It's time to stop doing this. If you still do that, you lose. No, I said, now you are doing very good. You are doing good. Then you are still doing this. Finish like that. Over applying antidote. You don't need to apply antidote because you are doing fine. No, so like, see, holding this. For example, holding this. It's too tight, too loose. Who can tell? There's so much somebody can say. Who can tell? You are the one who can tell because you are the one who's holding it. It's too tight? Loose, a little bit loose. If it's too loose, what happens? You drop. Make sure that you don't drop that. Not that loose, then you lose. You lose the object. If it's too tight, you can't maintain too long because there's too much stress. Too much stress. You know? So, what is the right? It's hold, you can stay here, but doesn't hurt the hand. Oh, same. Whoa. Yeah. So then you don't need to do this and that because now it's right. It's the right power. It's the right power. It's right. You don't have to check. Before it's too tight, you loosen up. And you sometimes you say it's too loose, then you try a little bit. Now it's the right power that you had. So then now you don't need to adjust the power. If you adjust the power, that's become false problems. So that's the last one, okay? Well, the one jetha chinda this antidote when you are facing a problem with a thinking mind, excitement mind, that you talk about apply antidote, what is called? It is called introspections. Koshijin, introspections. Okay? Introspection is called introspections. So when you don't have problems, when you don't have problems with the thinking mind and excitement mind, and what kind of antidote? It's called Chukila. You have an English word?
Yes, Geshe-la. You said when you don't have any problems, then they call that either over application or readjustment.
Tanyam is like let it be, because it's in the right positions. Just let it be, like neutral, neutralize it. What is the name of antidote is called? You remember? It's called like
readjustment.
No. When you don't have problems with the thinking mind and excitement mind.
So non-adjustment.
Yeah, just let it be. Just do nothing. You don't need to do anything. So there should be some like She said, don't disturb, just let it be because there's no problems. Mind is not going down, it's not going up, there's no problems. You are getting the right turn. Everybody enjoy, you satisfy, everybody satisfy. Don't change. If you change, it becomes a problem. That's like, she said, not the job, but she said means, now you have no problem with the thinking mind, excitement mind. What do you do? Just let it be. Don't do anything, just let it be. When you try to do something, it becomes problems. She said, not the job, no? If I have a measure down, there's the root text, it says, So now I myself also forgetting the instructions. Nobody to blame except myself, because I don't do review meditation. That's why we don't remember now. You know, like, It's in the right state. Yeah, in the guitar, right, you got right tune, do what? Nothing, just let it be. Similar, no thinking, not going up. What I should do? Do nothing, just don't disturb, just let it be. Just be neutral. She said, Naldu Joba means, there's a root text from the Maitreya Buddha. Ornament of minor discord root text. She said, not the jokers. So then the commentaries. Sin, not the job, tangyam is neutral. Neutral means do not, just let it be. Just let it be. Oh, do nothing. Oh, the world. Then you bang up with the shit. So now you got all the 8 antidotes. Check it out.
Yes, Geshe-la. You want me to read them?
Yeah, so now you read, please, one more. Everybody listen carefully. 5 folds. I think I already explained now what are the 5 forms and the 8 antidotes. So now listen, for the sake of knowledge, listen, because this is educational class. What's called, there's like a, one will achieve shamatha relying on 6 forces. Out of 6 forces, first force is force of 6 power. You could say 6 power or 6 force. Probably power is better. First power is power of knowledge. Means needs to hear instructions or needs to learn instructions by reading. First hear. So without that, there will be no shamatha. First power. Power of knowledge. Second power, power of contemplations. So you need those. These are the method how to achieve shamatha successfully, relying on 6 power. The first power is power of knowledge. So I will explain. It's not part of this, you know, this package here taught by the Maitreya Buddha, but 6 power. Power of knowledge. So therefore you have to have knowledge about shamatha meditation. Without knowledge of shamatha meditations, you are lacking power to produce a result. Oh. So, sake of now, power of knowledge. So you listen carefully. Chukila will read 8 adjustment, or like in the, according to the test, it's called Nyambo Dujije. It's like, our commentaries, 8 antidotes, okay? Oh. Yeah.
So the first fault is laziness, and the 4 antidotes are faith, aspiration, enthusiasm, and pliancy. And then the second fault is forgetting the instructions, and the antidote is mindfulness of the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
The third is excitement and thinking mind.
Yeah.
And the antidote is vigilance or introspection.
Yeah. Yeah.
The next fault is non-application or non-adjustment. And readjustment or application are the antidotes. And the last is the fault is either application or readjustment. And then the antidote is non-adjustment, or Geshe-la said, just being neutral.
Who taught those instructions? Maitreya Buddha. Where? Maitreya Buddha talks, composed five texts. Where? In Tushita realms. Well, who was there? Arya Asanga. He was there. Well, how long? Just one morning. How many years of human life? 50 years. Arya Asanga is the one who brought down all these texts. Five major texts taught me. Which texts? Maitreya Buddha explained this five, these instructions, how to do meditation or samatha, ornament of mind or discourse. Is that right, Shuki? Not the ornament of the another text, what's it called?
Distinguishing the middle from the extremes. Distinguishing the middle from the extremes?
It has five chapters in the chapter number four. For sake of reference, if people want to read, they can go and read, they'll find exactly the way you explain. So next time, if somebody requests, oh, please can you lead meditation or shamatha, you could say, yes, I will. That's how you lead. Can you make them produce some result? Hot. Result depend on how quick, how fast it depends on you. So you produce the result. Relying on the power of knowledge, you produce result. So this relying on the six powers, okay? So that completes now the whole instructions. One whole instructions taught by Maitreya Buddha how to reach highest level instructions, highest level of single-pointed meditations. What you enjoy, physically you feel light all the time. Even though you don't exercise, you still feel light. Does that sound good? Light in the same time healthy, not just light, like cotton. Healthy, not healthy. Mentally, peaceful all the time, most of the time. Of course, all the time, peace. Does that sound great deal? Yeah. So then probably it's time to put some effort. Okay, so then you got now the right instructions. Mary Richardson, where are you now?
I'm in Southern Virginia on a lake.
Yeah. Last time I saw you is like Nepal, Kathmandu. Exactly. How many years ago?
Maybe 3 years, huh?
No, more than 3 years. How long you stay in Nepal? How long you stay after that?
I don't remember.
You stayed there quite a long time.
Yeah, I was there, yeah. I was gone months? For about 2 years, yeah.
You are gone for 2 years.
At least.
How long you are back to stay?
About a year or so, yeah.
Now you are in Virginia?
Virginia.
Oh, very good to see
you. It's good to see you. Good to see you.
Mm-hmm. Any questions, my friends? So now that's complete. One instruction, that's complete.
So Geshe-la, when you mentioned the six verses, are those the ones in the Lamrim outline?
Six power?
Yeah, the six powers.
No, probably that's what I'm
six powers there. And the four attentions, so that, okay.
Yeah, six power, four attention. That's exactly right, yeah, so I'm going to explain, yeah. So, Now, whether you enjoy delicious tea or not is up to you. So you already got the recipe how to make tea. So now, then according to the Kadamba masters, one of the, not Kadamba master, probably you could say it's Kadamba. Anyway, it's not official Kadamba master, but you could say the Tibetan masters. So, Tamjie Chejum Machu Nishitas. So, 20 years passed, didn't get opportunity to practice. The Khundan Rinpoche said practice, so I'm going to probably, Tamjie Chejum Machu Nishitas. 20 years passed, didn't get opportunity to practice Dharma. Cheta Chetangal Nishitas. Another 20 years passed, thinking, oh, I'm going to do 20 years passed, 40 years gone. Tamjie Machu Nishitas. So that's like, I got the recipe. I'm going to make the tea tomorrow. So I'm going to make tea tomorrow. I already learned how to make delicious Indian tea from Nili. So I learned how to make Indian tea from Nili. So I'm going to try. So did it make 1 day pass, 2 day pass, 3 day pass, 4 day pass, 1 week pass, 10 day pass? Then also the recipe passed. Eventually recipe passed. so then everything passed. Yeah, like that happened. So yes, at least need to start. Start. So make sure it doesn't become like that. Tamjie Chejum Machu Nishitas. 20 years passed, not able to meditate on Shamatha. Since I learned instructions, 20 years has been passed. So then another 20 years has been passed. I'm thinking, I'm going to meditate. 20 years passed. 40 years gone. So now I said, so then after this kind of regret that, okay, I didn't do, maybe 20 years passed, then life is finished. So then I said, everything's passed, then everything passed like that. Oh. So tomorrow, try a little bit, so try some instructions. You will make progress. Even though you don't see the tip of the mountains, you are at the bottom of the mountains. Your intention is to climb. What you see now, bottom. That's how it starts. That's how process of getting top of the mountain begin. That's how it begins. Process of reaching on the top of the mountain. That's how the process begin. You don't climb from the top to bottom. You climb from bottom to top. When you are at the bottom, even though you don't see the top, you are in the process. So encouragement word, like when you're trying to paint a Buddha's image, plus what you see, bunch of lines going here, going there. If you're learning from Tibetan traditions, learning, you only see lines, you see nothing. Your idea is to paint beautiful Buddha's image. That's your idea. But what you see in the reality, what you see, the bunch of lines, then you draw something that then eventually you see it looks like kind of head. Not really close to that. So eventually then you see whole body. Does it look that beautiful? So then you erase all the lines. So then you see just body without lines. So then you paint. Then you hold, here you go. See that beyond here, also here? It doesn't begin like that. It starts with a lot of bunch of lines. So now see, the result is very beautiful. Like that. The process is already begin like that. Your enlightenment, your liberation, that's how it begins. It's already begin. It's already started. Your lamrim path is already started. No man see the end, but you are seeing the beginning. A lot of people even don't see the beginning at all. A lot of people even doesn't bother to see the beginning. You already saw the beginning. You know? So something to be rejoiced. Something to rejoice, okay? So then, if there's no questions, so then maybe, because this, I don't want to start something else, because this is complete one instructions based on material for the text. You know? So then next time, next Wednesday, start with the 9 stages based on both texts. Ornament of mind or discourse. This is like stanza. Then the Asanga text explaining 9 stages. So then next Wednesday start that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So any questions? You don't have to have questions. If you have questions, so then maybe. Tom is staying with the monks in Dhamsala. That picture reminds me when I was 8 years old back in the monastery. The picture reminds me, brings back memory, old memory from the monastery. Yeah, I was that age when I was in monastery, like that age, like 6, 7, yeah. Far away, separated from family. Yeah, so like that age. so then, yeah, Lamala, maybe dedication to.
Sorry, I have to unmute myself.
Geshe-la, Neely had a question.
Yeah, sure.
So Geshe-la, if we are, you know, we're in the beginning stages, but as we advance, and once we get to the point where we can hold our concentration, what is our ultimate goal? Right now, as beginners, our goal is to try to get to a point where we can maintain some point of single-minded concentration. As we become more advanced and we can do that, what would our ultimate goal of shamatha be?
Oh, very good questions. Shamatha meditation is not like unique Buddhist teaching. It's not unique Buddhist practice. It's like common practice. Generally speaking, that there may be geared towards different goals, different ultimate goals. Some of them geared towards, their ultimate goal will be like, temporary break from desire realms. Desire realms, everything is so difficult. Lot of competitions, lot of challenge, lot of, judgment, judging here, judging there. Life is too short, you know, a lot of sicknesses, disease sicknesses, and also now you see this pandemic situations. From realm, there's no pandemic, there's no virus, nobody's selling anything, nobody buying anything, nobody's competing anything, there's no insurance company, there's no stock market there, there's no car company selling cars. There's nobody buying cars. There's no Walmart. There's no Target. No? You're born with your own clothes. Nobody buying clothes. Nobody has better clothes than you. Everybody has the same clothes. So if you want something, you just think it will appear. So that's why people don't sell anything. They're not going to make any money. That's why there's no business. Because if somebody wants something, they just think then it appears. So that's why there's no motivation to make money because there's no concept of business. Live long time. Nobody's getting sick. no pandemic, no, no cancer, no, like, no, all this kind of disease, no disease. But it's not freedom from samsara. It's just temporary break, not freedom from samsara. Some people, their ultimate goal for samatha meditation is gain through death, whatever you call heaven, or temporary break, because they're sick of everything they experience. They're sick of everything in desire realms that you experience, life, the problem. They're sick of. So they're sick of it. Not so sure about the Buddhism, but minor Buddhisms, then your shamatha is your gate towards bigger goals, liberations, enlightenment. Not just temporary break, everlasting break. Everlasting break. Your goal is to use that power of single-pointed meditations to focus on ultimate truth, which will cut the root of samsara. So you're trying to utilize what you call like especially trying to generate special insights, vipassana, that ability to analyze, ability to thorough analysis of nature of conventional truth, ultimate truth, four noble truth, true truth, especially for ultimate truth, to cease. That's where shamatha meditation, ultimate goal of shamatha meditation for Mahayana practitioners, geared towards enlightenment. Hinayana practitioners geared towards liberations. You know, generally speaking, there's no one ultimate goal. So as I said, some of the non-Buddhist practitioners, they also achieve shamatha. Then you geared towards break, sick of desire realms, sick of desire realms. Yeah, said one morning, 50 years of human life. Can you imagine? 50 years, quite long. Sick of that, become one morning in Pomeran, one morning, one day, one generation is gone. For you, it's just one day, barely one day pass. One day pass. No physical sicknesses, no problem, no buying, no selling, no computations. But of course, probably not good ending, generally speaking. Not the best ending. So the end is not going to be something, you know, something to separate. So then some of them might get very upset, thought, oh, that's liberations. Now it turns out it's not liberations. Then get like very upset, then the result is not, that's not best way to end the life with full of anger or hatred. So very good question, Nelly. So that Mahayana practitioner, in the Mahayana Buddhist, we get the shamatha meditation geared towards cut, root out all the afflictions, aiming everlasting, like, how you say, relief, moksha, liberations.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Then enlightenment, you know. Yeah, what else? And, you know, Joanna, I saw the notes, the, what is called, what is the name? Bodhicitta knows. Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta?
Yeah?
Yeah, Bodhicitta knows. I saw the Bodhicitta knows. Yeah. Bodhicitta represented all sentient beings here. See that? See, that's Bodhicitta. We have four. We have four of them here. Four of them. So now that's now they're all like sleeping. There are four of them here.
He heard them earlier. And he tried to find them. He heard them barking.
Yeah. There's four of them. Because, of course, this is not in the wilderness. They hear all kind of noise. So none of them are Shushamata yet. Hopefully soon. Hopefully soon the Metta will teach them how to do some other meditation. Very soon. Yeah, so hopefully they receive. So Metta's like now they're creating many magic going around the stupa. The stupa they go around, they're creating a lot of magic. Well, yeah, so today, yeah, so now, dedications.
Kevadinu. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu So Ha Om Tare Tu
So Ha Om Tare Tu
Re So Ha
Tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu
re so ha. Om tare tu re so ha.
Thank you very much, and good night. Have a wonderful night.
Good night.
Wake up with some other meditations.
Yes.
Oh, wake up with that.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.